KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. A boys' state basketball championships got off and running yesterday with six games in Des Moines. And the start of the day in the Class 1A quarterfinals, it was Gladbrook-Rhinebeck jumping out to a big early lead as they coast to an 80-57 win over Nottoway Valley in Class 1A play. Joe Smolt had 31 points and Camden Kickbush tossed in 24 to lead Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. Nottoway Valley's Jackson Lamb had a team-high 19 points in that contest. Also in 1A quarterfinals yesterday, it was Earlham beating Belle Plain 63-50. Maple Valley, a winner over South O'Brien, 51-45. And Danville defeats West Hancock 69-47. Those winners move into the 1A semifinals later this week. In Class 2A quarterfinals, a couple of those in the night session last night. First one was a pretty good ball game. It was Trainer outlasting Forest City 69-66, a 15-5 third quarter. The difference in that basketball game is Trainer comes up a three-point victor. Nolan Chapman had 26 points to lead Trainer, while Jacob Flathers put together an 18-12 rebound contest. And Trey Robinson also with a double-double. He had 11 points and 10 rebounds. To help Trainer pick up that first-round victory, they move into the semifinals. Applington-Parkersburg, the top seed in the 1A tournament, also a winner last night. They beat Woodward Academy by a final of 82-69. Six more games on the slate for today at the boys' state basketball championships. The day begins with the other two 2A quarterfinal round games. At 10:30 this morning, Western Dubuque, the number 3 seed, will face off against 6th-seeded Iowa City Regina. That'll be followed at 12:15 by Western Christian, the number 2 seed in the 2A tournament, battling number 7 seed Pella Christian. Then in the 3A quarterfinals today, Dallas Center Grimes will face off against Lamar's in the 2 o'clock matchup. Dallas Center Grimes, the 4 seed in that tournament. Top-seeded Williamsburg hits the court at 3:45 this afternoon, and they'll play a suddenly red-hot Glenwood team in the first round this afternoon. Glenwood is the 8th seed in the tournament, struggling during much of the regular season against top competition, but they put it together in the postseason. They went 0-6 against their three opponents in the postseason, Atlantic, Harlan, and Denison, but went 3-0 against them when it really counted as they advanced to the tournament with a 12-12 record facing the top seed Williamsburg club, who's 23-1 today. Again, that's a 3:45 tip time in Des Moines. Then later on this evening at 6:35, number 2-seeded Waverly Shellrock will battle 7th-seed Dubuque Wallert. And at 8:15, 3rd-seeded Pella will play Cedar Rapids Xavier, all those winners advancing to the semifinal round in the tournament. With the girls' basketball season now concluded, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-state basketball teams, and it's dotted with local athletes in Class 1A. Among the first team selections, Rachel Smith, a senior from Exira EHK, helped lead her team to the state basketball tournament, is joined by Macy Williams of Fremont Mills, another senior who helped lead her team to the state basketball tournament. Other first-teamers include Taylor Hickey of Burlington Notre Dame, Brianna Wells of Newell Fonda, Tori Hazard of Janesville, Riley Voss of English Valleys, Shayla Dean of Colonesco, and Sarah Hulse of Central Lyon, all on the first team. In Class 1A, also in the second team, Carly Pop of Peyton Sherdan out of the Rolling Valley Conference made that squad. And a couple of area third team members as well. Callie Calfee, a senior from Bedford, was a third team All-State selection. While Maddie Sorensen of Adair Casey, a freshman, also was named as a third teamer. She was the only freshman that made any of the top three teams in Class 1A. Dick Youngers of Newell Fonda was the 1A coach of the year. In Class 2A, among the area first-teamers, Morgan Mulbauer of IKM Manning was a second-team pick. Steffi Kennard of Logan Magnolia also was a second-team selection. Brian Wheatley of North Lynn was named as the coach of the year in 2A. In Class 3A, Kate Walker of Red Oak, a senior, was named to the Class 3A first-team All-State squad, along with Serena Parker of Shenandoah, another Hawkeye 10 Conference senior. Among the second-teamers was Kemper Catholic's Maria Dentlinger, Coach of the Year in 3A, Kristen Meyer of Nevada. In Class 4A, first-teamers include Jess Shaben of Harlan and Taylor Frederick of Harlan. They were both named to the first team in Class 4A. Their teammate, Taylor Wagner, was a second-team pick, and another teammate, Jordan Moser of Harlan, a third-teamer. Four of the five starters on that squad from Harlan making the top three teams in Class 4A, and their coach, Zach Clausen, was named the coach of the year in 3A. Also in Class 5A, no area participants on the top teams. Chris Guess of Waukee was named as the 5A coach of the year by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Oh, Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky is the Big Ten's Player of the Year, as Kaminsky led the Badgers to the outright Big Ten Championship. The senior averaged 19.9 points and 8.2 rebounds per game in conference play. Kaminsky has scored at least 20 points on 13 occasions this season and hauled in double-digit rebounds in 10 different games. Badger head coach Bo Ryan was named as the Coach of the Year by conference coaches, while Maryland head coach Mark Turgeon received the honor from the media. In Maryland's first Big Ten season, Turgeon led the Terrapins to the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. Ohio State's D'Angelo Russell was named Freshman of the Year by coaches and media. Purdue's Rafael Davis was named the Defensive Player of the Year, while Iowa's Gabe Olesheny was voted the Sixth Man of the Year by the coaches. Well, Manhattan, Northeastern, and Wofford have earned automatic berths in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Manhattan captured the MAC crown for the second straight year, as Ashton Pankey contributed 21 points and 10 rebounds in a 79-69 victory over top-seeded Iona. Quincy Ford scored 22 points, and Northeastern won the Colonial Athletic Association tournament, downing top seed William & Mary 72-61. Lee Skinner scored 17 points, and Eric Garcia added 15 as top-seeded Wofford held off Furman 67-64 to capture the Southern Conference championship. The lone top 25 team in action was 7th-ranked Gonzaga, as the Bulldogs advanced to the West Coast Conference title game for the 18th straight year as they beat Pepperdine 79-61. In football news, wide receiver Andre Johnson and cornerback Darrell Revis likely will be playing for new NFL teams next season. The Houston Texans have released Johnson, a 7-time Pro Bowl selection, who asked to be traded last month. Johnson had 85 receptions for 936 yards and 3 touchdowns last season, as the Texans began to consider DeAndre Hopkins their top receiving threat last season. ESPN reported that the Patriots have decided not to pick up Revis's $20 million option, allowing him to become a free agent. Revis is a 6-time Pro Bowl selection and a 4-time All-Pro. Elsewhere around the NFL, defensive end Jerry Hughes is staying with the Buffalo Bills after signing a contract the day before he could have become a free agent. That's a 5-year deal worth more than $45 million. Quarterback Ryan Mallett has agreed to terms on a 2-year deal with the Texans worth $7 million over 2 years. The Green Bay Packers have officially re-signed receiver Randall Cobb after the two sides agreed to a 4-year, $40 million contract over the weekend. Safety Devin McCourty says he's staying with the Patriots. The agent for the first-round pick in the 2010 draft confirms McCourty's new deal would pay $47.5 million over 5 years. Also, the St. Louis Rams have released veteran offensive linemen Jake Long and Scott Wells. Long missed 9 games last season with a second torn ACL. The San Diego Chargers have re-signed cornerback Brandon Flowers to a 4-year contract. Flowers joined the Chargers as a free agent from the NFC West rival Kansas City Chiefs last offseason. And the NFL is looking into whether some teams entered into agreements with 2015 free agents before they were allowed to do so. The league sent a memo to the 32 clubs reminding them not to reach agreement with or sign any of the 2015 free agents until Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The memo noted a reported number of agreements and said violations will be dealt with accordingly. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.